From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. Kansas, another fork in the road. The 50th anniversary tour is coming to the Berglund Center this Friday. Original Kansas guitarist Rich Williams, he played that famous guitar lick in Carry On My Wayward Son. Known as teens in the crowd in recent years, and that's how they found the Kansas music. Turns out the CW show Supernatural had introduced Kansas to a whole new generation of fans.
Wayward Son is the unofficial theme song for that show. They used it in every season except the first. And so we got to play Comic-Con with the Supernatural guys.
It's the opening weekend for the 13th Day of Christmas at Attic Productions in Fincastle. Journalist and playwright Dwayne Yancey's slightly different take on the 12 Days of Christmas. Heather O'Brien directs the 13th Day of Christmas, opening this Thursday through December 15th.
It's more about the song more than anything and how the neighbors react. I mean, there are a lot of neighbors that are ticked off. One of them can't sleep because the geese are so loud. One of them's cat tried to eat a partridge and got attacked by a bird.
Get your tickets for Southwest Virginia Ballet's The Nutcracker at the Berglund Center, December 13th through the 15th. Pedro Zelaya is the artistic director and will dance this year in the role of Drosselmeyer. It's not only Zelaya's young dancers that will take part, like in the Party Parents opening scene.
We have people from the community, lawyers, doctors, and this year we have principal from the Roanoke City Public Schools, teachers and anchors from TV stations, and parents.
The Roanoke Valley Children's Choir 38th Annual Holiday Concert Songs of the Season is two shows on Saturday, December 21st at Cave Spring Baptist Church with live music from the Roanoke Chamber Brass and RSO flutist Julie Hickox. Tickets are said to be selling fast. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops is this Friday night at the Salem Civic Center. RSO music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley.
That has become the biggest holiday concert in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Just thousands and thousands of people. Not to be missed.
An opening reception with multiple artists at Art on First in downtown Roanoke this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. for an exhibition we told you about last week, Colors. Art on First co-owner Annie Schultz with one entrance take on the Colors theme.
Two pieces. One was just black and white, and then the other one had some color in it. So it's fascinating to see how people are interpreting this.
Nativity Story, inspired by a Langston Hughes poem, has been a staple for B.J. Lark and the Community Arts Reach nonprofit since 2016. It's on stage this Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Arts Reach New Home, just off Williamson Road, says founder and performer Bernadette B.J. Lark.
I think most people will enjoy the brilliance of our youth and their sharing of their phenomenal gifts and talents. Some youth that will be dancing, singing, doing some of our theater dramatic roles.
There's a suggested $20 donation for a nativity story, but all are welcome. The Dark Side Experience, a Pink Floyd tribute at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday. The Old Southwest Roanoke Holiday Parlor Tour is this weekend. A Salsa Noke Holiday Pajamas Dance Party at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band with a Creole Christmas at Jefferson Center this Friday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Jefferson Center Executive Director Cyrus Pace. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Check out the highly acclaimed artists presented by the Historic Jefferson Center this season, including the Wood Brothers, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and Kathy Mattea. See our full season and get tickets at jeffcenter.org.